Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday, June the 18th. And welcome to our commentary. Before I go any further, let me wish everyone a happy Father's Day. It'll be happening here in the United States on Sunday tomorrow. So I hope you have an opportunity to get together with your father. You know, I lost my father 6.5 years ago, back in December of 2015. So this is going to be, I believe, my 7th Father's Day without my father. And I think, I mean, many of you probably agree with what I'm going to say right now, that it seems now, when I look back at my father's life, it seems more and more that I admire him more and more. I used to respect and admire him a lot when he was around, but now I admire him more and more as I look back. And I guess when I think of myself as a father with 3 sons and now as a grandfather with 2 grandsons and a little one coming in a couple of weeks or so, I think you appreciate the role of fatherhood more and more. And I believe that the lack of fathers is one of the biggest problems that we have in our country right now. The number of children who are growing up without fathers, numbers that are astonishing. I mean, you've seen the figures, something like 70% of the black children born out of wedlock and in many of our cities. That's a disaster. I mean, that is a total, complete disaster. And the impact that it has on our society, well, we see it with many of these young people who do these mass shootings, like the one in Uvalde. I mean, his father was completely out of the picture. The one in Buffalo, I mean, he had a father, but the father apparently didn't keep up with the son. So I think the absence of fathers is a major problem in our country today. The absence of fathers, the absence of responsible men who care about their sons. And daughters too, of course, but in this case, boys. And so I'm lucky. I had a great father, absolutely great father in my life. And I know many of you did too. And I think you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the importance of a responsible man, also known as your father, in your life. So happy Father's Day. I wish all of you an enjoyable day and get together with family. And you know, before my father passed away, I always had trouble getting him a gift because he had everything. So I would usually end up giving him a musical CD. He used to like classical music. So, you know, I would try to find him a classical music CD that he didn't have because he had so many of them. But I know sometimes it's hard to get your dad a gift. But the one gift you can give him is to go see him and talk to him. And that, of course, is what we need to do on Father's Day. And I don't get to do that anymore with my dad because he's been gone for a few years. But if you're lucky enough to have your father around, hey, make sure you see him and say thanks. You know, fathers are not perfect. I'm not saying we are, but we're pretty important in the lives of our sons and daughters. So happy Father's Day to all of you. You know, I have a post over coming out Sunday morning talking about Lynn Cheney, Representative Lynn Cheney, who by all accounts is not coming back to the U.S. House. She's not going to be reelected in Wyoming. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, and this is what my post is about, how did this happen to Lynn Cheney? How did Lynn Cheney go from being a Republican with a great future, a conservative Republican with a great future? She's the daughter, of course, of Vice President Cheney, a man who I admire a great deal. I think the Bush-Cheney administration did a tremendous job protecting the country against terrorism and many of the threats that we had back then. So Bush, Cheney, I thought they did a great job as president, vice president. And I know that Vice President Cheney was a key part of a lot of those national security decisions. So I'm a huge fan of the Cheney family, and I have no idea where Lynn Cheney went wrong because she has completely destroyed her career. Now, some in the left are trying to give her a profile in courage, and I don't, honestly, I don't see her as a profile in courage. I see her as a profile in getting infected with Trump derangement syndrome. That's really what I see. And that's one of the reasons that these hearings are falling apart and nobody's watching it. The hearings are not changing any hearts and minds. And the reason they're not changing any hearts and minds is because everybody can see for themselves that this is a one-sided presentation. I mean, they show a video of President Trump that day on January the 6th. And what do they show? They show part of the video, but they don't show the most important part of the video, which is when he says, go to the Capitol and march peacefully. I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like that. 99.9% of the people that day did exactly that. They either went home or they went over to the Capitol peacefully. You had some who broke in. They should be prosecuted. They're being prosecuted. Many will go to jail, and that's okay with me. Well, obviously after a trial, but that's okay with me. But somehow Liz Cheney lost perspective here. And she, as you know, as I often like to say, Trump lives rent-free in her head. And, you know, it's all about Trump, and it's all about Trump. And that's why I think she has hurt herself so much. She has hurt her image so much. And she's done. She's done politically. And that's a shame because, as I said before, I always had a high opinion of Liz Cheney. I expected a lot better from her. Now, if she wants to do or she wants to participate in an investigation of January the 6th, I have no problem with that. I like to see an investigation, but I want to see a true investigation. I want to know a lot more than what Trump was doing. I like to know what Nancy Pelosi was doing that day and why the Capitol was not protected, for example. When they had notices, we now have a report that they were notified 2 weeks before that there may be problems that day. So a lot of bad things about these hearings, and that's why they're not convincing anybody. That's why they're not changing anybody's viewpoints. This is, you know, nothing's going to happen with these hearings. They'll eventually end, and I guess they'll fade away, and that's the end of that. But Liz Cheney's career is over, and she did this to herself. Nobody did it to her. She did it to herself by, as I say, Trump lives rent-free in her head, and when that happens, you make a lot of stupid decision. You know, when you look around the country right now and you just see the failure of the Biden administration everywhere you look, the lack of message, the lack of presenting a case, many people say, well, you know, you didn't criticize Reagan during the recession in 1982. That's not true. I mean, I criticized Reagan whenever he had to be criticized. But Ronald Reagan back in 1982 explained to the nation why we were going to go into a recession and then we would have a comeback later, which is exactly what happened. And we went into a recession in 1982 because the Federal Reserve had to stop inflation, and that's why we went into a recession. But Ronald Reagan explained it to the American people. Everywhere he went, he would explain to the American people what the plan was. We're not getting that from this administration. Every week there's a new plan. Now we're blaming the oil companies. A couple of weeks ago, we were saying that the increase in prices is part of this transition to green energy. What is that all about? So anyway, just an administration that is failing, and that's all you can say about it. You know, some people in Texas are saying that a lot of Texans, and I think a lot of Americans, and the implication is a lot of Americans, but we're talking about Texans, do not have money to pay their medical bills. And, you know, I sit there and I go, wait a minute, how can that be? I thought we had something called Obamacare, and that Obamacare was supposed to provide, you know, health insurance for people who didn't have a private plan. That was the idea. That's what they told us. And that not only Obamacare provided health care for people who didn't have insurance, but it also provides even subsidized. I mean, you can get plans subsidized through the Obamacare website. But apparently a lot of people in Texas have not known that there's a website or have not gone to the website or have not been told that such an option is available. So now we hear about all of these people who don't have health insurance. Well, they can go to the website. I mean, there's no reason right now because of Obamacare, at least that's what we were told when they passed Obamacare, that none of this would be happening, that people would not be left alone with medical bills and without the ability to pay for their health care. That's what we were told, but apparently that's not working. Very interesting video. You may want to catch this video if you go to hotair.com. They have a copy of this video. Van Jones, who is a contributor over at CNN to blacks and Hispanics, and simply saying these people are out of touch. You should watch that. You should watch that. It's really interesting. It's over at hotair.com, Van Jones' interview over at CNN. It's absolutely fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous because I think it shows you that people within the movement now are beginning to realize that they're in trouble. They're in trouble, and they're not going to fix themselves anytime soon because they've created this identity politics world where everything is your skin color, your gender. There's not even your gender. I guess it's like 50 genders now from what I understand from these people. You're no longer male and female. That's what I used to think. Now it's there's like all kinds of genders. And that, of course, is creating all kinds of confusion with people and, you know, problems within the movement. One last thing before we say goodbye, I want to mention three podcasts that we have on the blog right now. And I also posted them on my Facebook page. And you can also see them on Twitter. I posted them over there. The first one is a history podcast that we did. We actually recorded this back in 2015, so that would make it 7 years ago, with our friend Barry Jacobson, who's a military historian. We did a bunch of shows with Barry over the years. And the topic is the Battle of Waterloo, 1815. When we recorded this, it was the 200th anniversary of that battle. Now, of course, it would be 207, I guess. But it's a great show, and Barry knows the history of Waterloo as well as anybody. So listen to that that podcast. I have it on Facebook as well as my blog and also on Twitter. We did last night on Friday night a podcast with Barry Castleman, the Prairie editor, and we went over a lot of the politics. You know, I said it over and over again that Barry Castleman is one of the most knowledgeable political people in the country. And he's been covering business, the business of politics for a long time, going back to the late 60s. So he's seen it all. He's seen it all. And his analysis is always very good, especially his analysis of the U.S. Senate elections. So check him out. He is truly a wealth of information. And we're always very fortunate that we can interview him on our podcast. And finally, last but not least, we did an interview with Catalina Stube, who is a lady in Florida, and she is the Hispanic director for outreach for an organization called Moms for Liberty. And this is an organization fighting school boards and fighting for our children in school. And I'm so happy to see that that the Hispanic mothers are joining this fantastic cause of fighting for our kids in schools. It's really an amazing movement, and Catalina is a wonderful, wonderful spokeswoman for her side, and I think you'll enjoy that interview a great deal. So three interviews, the one about Waterloo, the one with Barry Castleman regarding the politics of the day, and the one with Catalina Stube regarding Moms for Liberty. I think you're going to enjoy all three of them a great deal, and you got maybe a little homework. I'm giving you a little homework for the weekend, not for Sunday. I want you to spend Sunday with your family, and I want you to spend Sunday thinking about your father. But if you have a little chance Saturday afternoon, I mean, here in Texas, we're fighting 100 degree temperatures or something like that. And it's pretty tough to be outside. So if you're inside, hey, maybe catch one of these podcasts on Saturday. Happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day a great deal. Thank you for listening to our commentary. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.